Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's a tight congressional race on the North Shore. Incumbent Democrat Congressman John Tierney is ahead of his Republican challenger, former State Senator Richard Tesei, but by just 7 points within the margin of error of a new poll. The poll from WBUR also shows that as many as 22% of likely voters across the district are still undecided. WBUR's Fred Tice has details.
It's clear from conversations with voters that most people aren't even thinking about the congressional race yet. But most voters, 57%, say they have heard a great deal or a fair amount about the legal problems of Tierney's wife. She was convicted of being willfully blind to the fact that a bank account she handled for one of her brothers contained proceeds from illegal gambling operations. It's one of the reasons Tierney is not well-liked. Every morning, a small group of North Shore residents settles aboard the ferry Nathaniel Bowditch for the 7 a.m. commute to Boston. Vin Brody from Marblehead is among them. He calls Tierney arrogant.
I never cared for Tierney even before all this stuff came out. So I'm in favor of Tesei.
Brody says anybody would be better than Tierney. 30% of voters have an unfavorable opinion of Tierney. Only 35% have a favorable opinion of him. But Tierney's Republican opponent, Richard Tesei, is not well known. 25% of voters say they've never heard of him. Dee Cuff of Marblehead has heard the name, but not much more.
Honestly, I don't really know anything about John Tierney's opponent.
Among the majority of voters who have heard at least a fair amount about the legal problems of Tierney's wife, Tesei has a lead. Outside Red's, a popular lunch place in downtown Salem, Alan Waller of Marblehead is among those voters who want a change.
I think we need to remove Tierney, and I like to say.
But Waller says it's an uphill battle for Republicans in Massachusetts. After all, Democrats outnumber Republicans 3-1. And in the 6th congressional district, Tierney has loyal support of people like Greg Cotraro from Beverly. He's retired now from a life as a laborer.
Concrete, jackhammers, pipelines, bridges, tunnels, dirt between the fingernails. That's sort of labor. Sore back, and I'm still hearing the ringing of all the machinery in my ears at the age of 66.
Cotraro is among the 39% of voters who support Tierney.
I've been with Tierney. He's been with labor from day one. So I have to vote my sensitivities, which are for labor, and he's the man. So all the best to him.
Even so, Cotraro sees why people like Tesei.
Actually, Tesei looks like he's a reasonable sort of fellow, certainly not coming from the far right, so we have a fair choice.
32% of likely voters say Tesei is their choice. Jerry Pollack from Salem is one of them.
Tierney's so much part of a machine, and he has, you know, just a scandal. You got to wake up.
Pollack says Tesei should win.
I think it should have an obvious outcome, but it won't.
Pollack believes most voters will stick with Tierney. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.